今天晚上开始
要读提摩太前书
啊，后书第一章。
And we'd like to begin Second Timothy。
前阵子我们读完前书。
If we finished First Timothy。
那么有了前书的那一个领会，再来看后书，那是又带我们到了主。更深的意念。
With understanding on First Timothy, the Lord led us to know more about His will.
在前书里面，我们已经看见当时的教会已经有许许多多的真理上的搞扰。
In First Timothy, we saw that the church has a lot of disturbance in the truth.
叫弟兄姊妹们在属灵上的跟随发生一些难处。
And in the spiritual pursuit, the brothers there had a problem.
那感谢神，圣灵及时的讲话。
So we thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit spoke in the right time.
让教会学习按着主的心意来越过他们所碰到的难处。
That the church can surpass their troubles and difficulties according to the word of the Lord.
也按照主的心思来学习他们该在主面前要有的学习。
And according to the heart of the Lord, they learn the lessons that they need to learn before Him.
那么到了后书的时候，
As we reach the Second Timothy,
虽然时间并不是距离太久，但是也不是不久。
And even though the time is not too great between those, but it's not too much time.
眼见的环境比在前书的时候更差一些。
The visible circumstances is a little bit more troublesome than before.
在这一个时候，许多神的儿女给罗马王帝下了监礼，给他们各种各样很残酷的对待。
At that time, a lot of children of God was taken into prison by the Roman king, and they were under persecution.Under the king.
那这是许多留意教会历史的人都会注意到的一件很大的事。
And for those who study history, we know that what happened was a great thing.
罗马王帝在那一个时候对基督徒发起了一个史无前例的对待。
The Roman king.Has began to treat the Christian in a way that was never treated before.
这个罗马王帝就是出了名的，叫做尼禄。
This king, his name was Nero.
撇开他对神的儿女们所做的事情，
and outside of the things that he did to the children of God,
他是一个对建筑有很大的天才。和兴趣的人。
And he was one who had a lot of interest in architecture of building.
他要把整个的罗马城拆掉，重新建造。
And he wants to tear down the whole city of Rome and to rebuild the city once again.
但是在那个时候，虽然他是做皇帝，他也不能下个命令说把整个罗马城拆掉。
But even though he was a king, he cannot have the command to have the whole city tear down.
但是他有办法。
They had a plan.
他就叫人放火把罗马城烧起来。
And so he has someone set the city on fire.
那么把城烧光了要重新建造，没有人有话讲啊。
And if the city was burnt down and it has to be rebuilt, then no one can say anything to that.
虽然没有话，别人没有话讲，但是总有人觉得这些火来得很叫人怀疑。
Even though no one can say anything, but there seems to be something suspicious about the fire.
好多人都认定是罗马王帝放的火。
So many people, they had their thoughts set on that the king has done this.
他为了转移人的那个眼目。
In order to turn the eyes of the people away from him,
他就说这些火是基督徒放的。
He said the fires were set by Christians.
所以他就下了命令要屠杀 所有的基督徒。
So he made a decree, a command for all the Christians to be slain.
抓到了他们以后，用非常残酷的手段来对待他们。
After they caught the Christians, they would use a lot of fiery persecutions on them.
砍头是小事。
Beheading them was something small.
用箭射杀也是小事。
And piercing them with a sword is also something small.
他们会把一些兽皮裹在基督徒的身上。
And they put some of the animal skin on the Christians.
然后把他们推到那个斗兽场的里边。
And they push them into the Colosseum.
就放出一些猛兽出来。
And then they let out some of the lions or some of the wild animals.
那弟兄姊妹就晓得那个结果是如何。
And the sisters know what the result would be.
最残酷的乃是他把基督徒身上涂倒满了那个松树的那个脂油，就是那个松香的那一类的东西。
The most severe punishment is that he poured some of
oil, 松香。
A sap upon the Christians.
那么然后在晚上在他的御花园的里边做灯来点着。
And then at night he would lit Christians up there so they would light up.
一直就是这样活活的把基督徒烧死。
And so they would burn to death alive.
那么提摩太后书就是在这样的一个情景的底下圣灵用着保罗写出来。
So under this kind of reign of the king, Paul wrote this letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy.
而保罗自己也从小亚细亚那一边，大概是从小亚细亚那一边给捕了，就送到罗马等候处决。
So Paul was captured in Asia Minor. He was ready to be taken to Rome.To be dealt with.
所以保罗是在这样的情形的底下接受圣灵的感动写下提摩太后书。
So it was under this kind of environment that Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
好像是单独对提摩太说一些劝勉的话。
It appears that it was an encouragement, exhortation personally to Timothy.
但是实际上是向全教会在说。
But in reality, it's written to the church.
所以里面说的话不是好像是很个人性的，但实际上是教会所要领会的。
Even though the words are very personal, but the words also have to do with the church.
我们稍微领会到这个后书的写的时候的那个历史的背景。
As we look at the historical background of this second epistle to Timothy,
我们才能领会在一个真正跟随主的人的里面是一些什么东西。
And then we understand one who truly follows after the Lord, what is in his heart.
没有经过试炼，基督徒可以说我要做一个很好的基督徒。
And without tests and trials, if a Christian said he wants to be a good Christian,
我要 做一个追求让神心意满足的基督徒。
And I want to be one who would please the heart of God and pursue after him.
但是是不是真的是这样呢？
But is it truly like that?
试验一来，基督徒的实在的光景就显露出来。
When the testing comes, the actual reality of the Christian would be revealed.
我们平常都很欣赏，也就是说很炫目，第四章里边保罗所见证的那几句话。
And we often admire the words that Paul made testimony to in chapter 4.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And I have fought a good fight.
奔跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished my course.
要守的道我也守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
不是单单为着我，也是为着那些爱慕主显现的人。
Not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing.
我们很羡慕保罗能说这样的话。
And we admire that Paul can say these things.
但是我们却不体会保罗当时所站的那一个位置。
But we do not understand fully the position that Paul was standing on at that time.
如果我们 会体会当时保罗所站的位置。
If we know truly about the position that Paul was standing
in, 也许我们就不太敢炫目保罗这几句话。
And maybe we will not admire these words here.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个一个光景，神不是单单给保罗的。
God did not just give Paul only this circumstance.
所以说是给那些凡爱慕他显现的人。
But for all those who love his appearing.
那也就是说，所有愿意来到主面前的人。主都会要把他们带到保罗这样的一个生命里面充满了光的光景。
That all desire to come before the Lord, that God would give them this light that would shine forth in their life.
因为在那一种环境的里边，人的里面还是那样的明亮。
Because even in that environment, the light inside man is still lighted.
这实在是主在神儿女们中间所寻找的。
And this is what God is seeking amongst his children.
因为这个实在就是主的生命所带出来的荣耀。
But this is the glory that the life of the Lord has brought forth.
也是我们的主自己所走过的路所带出来的结果。
And it's also the result that the Lord has walked through in his path on this earth.
那我们回到圣经的本文里面去。
And we return to the words of this letter.
保罗的书信开头总是介绍他自己。
In the beginning of Paul's epistles, he normally introduced himself.
但是每一封书信，保罗对自己的介绍都有圣灵的启示在里边。
Each apostle, Paul's introduction of himself has the Holy Spirit's guidings.
他不是循例的在那里写上那几句话。
And he does not just write that by his habit.
我们前不久读过提摩太那个加拉太书，我们曾经很详细的稍微提到他介绍自己的事。
When we read the epistle to the Galatians, we have gone through about how Paul has introduced himself at the beginning of the epistles.
但是在这一个地方，你看见保罗怎么介绍他自己的。
So here, let us look at how Paul introduced himself.
并且这一封信，如果从当时写信的那个实际的情形来说，他是写给他最亲爱的一个属灵的儿子。
At that time, he was writing this epistle, this letter. He was writing to one who he dearly beloved.
他可以不必写这些话，人家看来就是好像是客套的话。
And he did not need to go through writing these words in other people's eyes. This might be very intimate. Polite, courteous.
但丁子千万要记住。
The brother says, please remember.
不管你读哪一卷书都好。
And doesn't matter which book you read.
我们不能忽略那一个写作的人是圣灵。
And we cannot neglect that the author of the book is the Holy Spirit.
所以写出来是保罗写的。
So what the person who wrote it was Paul.
但写出来是圣灵写的。
But actually, the Holy Spirit writing it behind him.
我常常强调这一点。
I always stress this.
我不是故意要强调这一点。
I do not try to emphasize this on purpose.
因为这个是事实，我们必须要指明。
Because this is the fact, that therefore we need to point this out.
许多人不指明，就以为这是可以随便一点的。
And some people feel that they might be casual about this.
但是你看到是圣灵在这里说话。
But you notice that it's the Holy Spirit speaking.
我们就知道那个内容是很严肃的。
Therefore, we know the content is very serious.
保罗在这里介绍他自己说。
Paul introduced himself.
父神旨意。
According to the will of God.
那这个是他所有的书信里边都没有缺的一句话。
And this is something that is similar in all his.Letters.
也就是说，保罗很注意这个事实。
Which means that Paul emphasized or he take heart into this fact.
也就是说，圣灵也是非常注意这件事。
And the Holy Spirit also emphasized this.
神的儿女。
The children of God.
个人也好。
Whether individuals.
团体也好。
And whether corporate.
不能忽略这一个奉神旨意。
cannot neglect by the will of God.
如果不是在神旨意里面,
if it's not in the will of God,
什么都是虚假的,
everything is empty,
什么都是空的,
and all things are in vain.
但是照着神的旨意,
but by the will of God,
那个就有永远的价值在里头,
it has an eternal value.
但是保罗在这里所强调的不是这个点,
but what Paul emphasized here is not just this point.
他强调是在第二句话,
he emphasized is in the second phrase.
他说奉神旨意照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗,
according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, Paul an apostle of Christ Jesus.
奉神的旨意做使徒这个已经是很清楚的,
by the will of God he's an apostle is very clear.
但是保罗在这里往深处再说了一些话,
but Paul went deeper to say more words.
当然这是圣灵在保罗里边说的,
of course this is the Holy Spirit speaking in Paul.
神旨意把他选召出来,
it's by the will of God that he was chosen,
叫他做使徒,
to be an apostle.
那他怎么做呢?
And how did he do as an apostle?
神呼召他是他要做使徒,
Paul called him to be an apostle.
但是他怎么去做使徒呢?
And how does he act as an apostle?
不是说神召我出来做使徒我就做了。
It's not that God called me to be an apostle and I become an apostle.
但是你怎么做出你那个使徒呢?
And how can you make reality your apostleship?
圣灵就用保罗说出一个非常非常严肃的事。
And the Holy Spirit caused Paul to say something that's very serious.
他说是照着基督耶稣生命的应许去做。
He said that it's according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus that he is the apostle.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
这个话也许对我们来说是很熟悉的话。
Now this might be something very familiar to us.
照着生命的应许。
According to the promise of life,
什么是生命的应许?
What is the promise of life?
生命的应许的内容是什么?
And what is the content of the promise of life?
是不是就是说我们接受主，主就把生命赏赐给我们?
Is it that we received the Lord and he gave us the life?
这是得救的事。
This is the matter of salvation.
但这里说的不是得救的事，是侍奉的事。
But this is not talking about salvation, but of service.
那既然是侍奉的事。
Because it's talking about service.
那这个生命的应许是什么?
What is the promise of life?
尤其是在这个提摩太后书。
Especially in 2 Timothy.
在那松懈的环境的里边，你继续服侍主，你究竟凭着什么?
In that casual environment, if you want to serve the Lord, how would you be like?
我前几天看了一本书，叫做《上山之月》。The key to the mountain.
I just read the book, The Key to the Mountain.
Key to the Mountain. 我盼望不过太久，我能拿到回来，让弟兄姊妹们都能看到。
I hope that I could bring this book back for brothers and sisters to read in the near future.
里面弟兄就交通他一个实际的经历。
The brother shared about his practical experience.
交通的弟兄是向着一些年轻的要服侍主的弟兄姊妹们的一些造就。
And this brother was writing about edification to those younger brothers and sisters who are serving the Lord.
里头第一件事情他非常强调。
The first thing he stressed on.
谁叫你们来服侍主？
Who asked you to serve the Lord?
你来了，你又怎么服侍主？
And when you come, how can you serve him?
弟兄姊妹，这两个事很非常不简单的事。
The brothers and sisters, this is something very complex.
谁叫你来服侍主？
Who caused you to come to serve the Lord?
长老来叫你服侍主。
Did the elder call you to come to serve the Lord?
牧师叫你来服侍主。
The pastor asked you to come to serve the Lord?
或者是一些热心的弟兄姊妹们把你涌出来叫你去服侍主。
Or some fervent brothers and sisters asked you to come to serve the Lord.
还是你父母叫你去服侍主。
Maybe your parents asked you to serve the Lord.
他说这些都不是重要的。
All these are not important.
重要的你必须是主亲自叫你来服侍。
What's important is that the Lord himself caused you to come to serve
it. 因为只有主把你叫出来。
Only when the Lord calls you,
主就负责告诉你要怎么做。
The Lord will be responsible to tell you what to do.
如果不是主把你造出来，
If it's not the Lord who has called you,
你要走歪的路，主也许不负责任的，因为他不是叫你出来做这个。
So if you go astray, the Lord will not be responsible because he was not the one who caused you.
那所以保罗说到他是照着生命的应许来服侍神。
So Paul said it's according to the promise of life.
那这个生命的应许，
this promise of life,
我们可以说乃是侍奉与和跟随主的路的把握。
We can say this is a confidence in your service and you're following the Lord, pursuing after him on this path.
那究竟这个生命的应许是怎么一回事？
So what is this promise of life?
弟兄姊妹，你看到说到生命，
When we talk about life,
头一个叫我们碰到就是它，这个是永活的。
The first thing we come upon is that this is eternal life.
说准确一点是应该是那个
Living forever.
Which is also living forever.
是永活的。
It's living forever.
没有死亡的一天。
There is no day of death.
没有受折断的一天的。
And there is no one day that has been cut short.
不能给死亡来趋近的。
We cannot be restrained by death.
并且是满了喜乐和平安的。
And it's full of joy and peace.
这个才是永活的。
This is what living forever means.
没有永活的那个情形，你要喜乐，喜乐不来的。
Without the living forever, then you cannot have joy.
因为你看不见前途。
Because you cannot see the future.
你是，比方像当时提摩太。
For example, at that time,
Timothy. 他实在是遇见难处。
He has come upon difficulty.
但这个难处叫他看不见前途。
This difficulty caused him not to see the future.
苦恼不苦恼？
Now is that difficult and hard on him?
能喜乐不能？
Can he still have joy?
有没有平安？
Can he still have peace?
都没有。
He cannot have this.
因为你看见尽头了。
Because you have seen the end.
你再没有路可以走了。
And there is no more path for you to walk on.
你所等候的就是你咽气的那一刻。
What you wait upon is the day that you take your last breath.
那丢之门，这个不是生命的应许。
This is not the promise of life.
生命的应许是永活的。
The life, the promise of life is living forever.
叫我们看见没有尽头的。
Will not let us see there is no end.
为什么是没有尽头呢？
And why is it there is no end?
因为这一个生命乃是神的儿子。
Because this life is the Son of God, Christ Jesus.
他是从永远到永远。
And he's from eternity past to eternity future.
不仅是从永远到永远。
Not only from eternity to eternity.
并且是引进永远的荣耀里去的。
But he also will lead us into the glory in eternity.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们就要问了。
So brothers and sisters, now we need to ask.
为什么圣灵当时给保罗这个感觉，他是按着生命的应许来做使徒？
Why did the Holy Spirit give Paul this feeling that he's being an apostle according to the promise of life?
刚才我们所提的永活的这个是从永远到永远的，被带进荣耀里去的，这一些事实和保罗当时所处的环境，你看到那个原因了。
From looking at the fact of living forever from eternity to eternity and from the environment that Paul was in, we can make a comparison with those.
保罗当时是在监里。
At that time, Paul was in prison.
等候处决。
And he was ready to be sentenced.
所以第四章保罗就是说，我交奠的日子已经要到了。
So in,
我交奠的时候要到了。
So in chapter 4, Paul wrote, now he's ready to be offered up.
As a pour out.
As
a time of pour out.
The time of pouring out.
那就是说，我快要结束我在地上的年日了。
Which means that soon he will end his life on this earth.
并且这个结束，用人的眼光来看是被迫的。
And this ending, in the eyes of men, means it's
compulsory.
Compulsory.
不是我自然来到那个地步。
And I did not come there naturally by myself.
也不是我甘心来到这个地步。
It's not that I'm willing to be at that point.
我是被迫的。
But I under compulsory.
哦，就是你处在保罗当时的那一个处境。
If you are under Paul's circumstance at that time,
你就看到他仍然能站立在主的面前。
And you can see that he can still stand in the Lord.
他凭什么？
And by what can he do that?
凭他自己吗？
Is it based on himself?
谁有那么的能耐可以承担这样的难处啊？
Who can have this perseverance to take upon this hardship?
整个的环境是火炼的环境。
And there are fiery trials all around him.
谁能忍受？
And who can bear this?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们读提摩太后书，你看见这里一个不但是能忍受，并且是在非常非常喜乐的环境，唱着凯歌那样去承受。
In 2 Timothy, not only can he bear this, but he can do it with joy, singing with praises.
他凭着什么？
By what basis can he do this?
就是凭着这个生命的应许。
It's by this promise of life.
这个生命的应许是胜过一切眼见的环境。
This promise of life has overcome all the visible circumstances around.
叫保罗坦然地走完他该走的路。
So Paul can walk and finish his course with confidence.
现在是这样的一位保罗写信给提摩太。
And now this is how Paul in this circumstance wrote to Timothy.
提摩太当时没有给下到监里。
Timothy was not thrown into prison at that time.
但是环境对提摩太所加的压力也是非常的不容易。
But the environment around him is also very difficult.
那所以现在保罗就对提摩太说话了。
And now Paul is speaking to Timothy.
他明明说他提摩太是他亲爱的儿子。
Very clearly stated that Timothy was his dearly beloved son.
当然这个儿子是属灵的儿子。
Of course this son is the son in spiritual terms.
提摩太不是保罗血亲的儿子。
We know that Timothy was not the blood child of Paul.
是属灵的儿子。
But it's a child or a son spiritually speaking.
是因为是属灵的儿子。
Since it's a spiritual son.
保罗好像把他整个所有属灵所经历到的那些把握丰富，那一位怜悯的神，那一位赐恩的神，那一位扶持人的神，完全毫无保留的倒给提摩太。
And Paul was pouring out to Timothy the God that Paul has experienced, the God of mercy, compassion, grace.
那所以我们就看到他写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Therefore he wrote to Timothy, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
然后保罗就说话了。
And then Paul said,
他说我感谢神。
I thank God.
为什么感我感谢的是哪一位神呢？
And which God am I giving thanks to?
就是那一位。
Is that one?
我祖先曾经服侍过他的。
My forefathers had once served.
现在我是接续我的祖先来服侍他。
And now I continue to serve him. Going in the line of my forefather.
但是我的祖先服侍这一位神的时候，他们所做的不是现在我做。
But when my forefather served God, they were not serving him the way that I'm serving him.
我的祖先侍奉的那一位神是真的神，是活的神。
My forefather, they served the one and true only God.
但是他们侍奉神的时候，他们是在外面侍奉。
But when they serve him, they serve him in the external.
他们是很着重律法上的要求去侍奉。
And they hold fast to the requirements of the law to serve him.
他们也很注意圣殿的这一个地位的侍奉。
And they look very highly upon the position of the holy temple.
但是我现在被神呼召出来做使徒。
But now since I have been called out to be a apostle of Christ
Jesus, 我仍然侍奉我祖先所侍奉的神。
I am still serving the God whom my forefather has served.
但是我不在他们侍奉的路上边。 去跟着他们。
But I'm not following them according to the path that they have walked on.
因为我是要照着基督耶稣的生命的应许去服侍。
Because I want to serve according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
那这个服侍要怎样服侍呢？
And what kind of service should I be doing?
他说用清洁的良心去服侍。
He says he's serving with a pure conscience.
我现在服侍我的神是用清洁的良心去服侍。
I'm not serving God with a pure conscience.
清洁的良心是什么一回事呢？
What does it mean by pure conscience?
我们简单的来说，
To put it simply,
这个清洁的良心的服侍是不是虚，不靠着任何的仪文的。
Serving from pure conscience,It's not based on any traditional customs.
也不需要加添任何的仪文的。
And we do not need to add any tradition to that.
因为到了生命的服侍的时候，
Because when we come to the service in life,
所有的仪文已经没有意义了。
All traditions would have no meaning.
因为一切的仪文都只不过是一个影儿。
Because all the tradition would just be a shadow.
让人在其中学习一些属灵的法则。
It's for man to learn some of the spiritual statute.
等候那一位真实的来临。
And waiting for the one who is the true form.
如今那位真实的已经来临了。
When the true form has come.
他就是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他亲自在那里宣告说。
He there proclaimed himself.
不是在耶路撒冷。
Not in Jerusalem.
不是在山上。
Not on the mountain.
乃是在，中文圣经翻成是，乃是在灵和诚实的里边，
的
心灵和诚实里边去服侍。
But to serve God in spirit and truth.
那准确的说是，应该是说是在这。灵里和真理里去服侍神。
To put it in the right way, that's in the spirit and in the truth that you serve God.
既然是在灵里，就不在乎物质。
If it's in the spirit, then we do not need to heed the materialistic things.
既然是按照真理，就不在乎仪文。
So if it's on the truth, then we do not need to heed the tradition.
所以保罗就说到他侍奉神的那一个路。
So Paul says the path that he is serving God.
和他在神面前服侍的态度。
And the attitude that he has when he serves him.
他说我用清洁的良心来服侍。
He said I serve him with a pure conscience.
我不是需要仪文来加添我那个属灵的成分。
I do not need any tradition to add to my spiritual capacity.
我也不是要有什么那个规矩或者章程来固定来巩固我的服侍的地位。
I do not need any statues or any of the laws to base my service on.
我所留意乃是我与神中间的交通没有间断。
And what I notice is there is no disturbance or no hindrance between my fellowship with God.
能维持我和神中间没有间断的交通，乃是因着我是存着一个清洁的心活在他的面前。
To keep an unhindered fellowship with God is because I can serve Him with a pure conscience.
我没有求我自己的好处。
I have not asked for my own goodness.
我也不甘心给罪的限制和肉体的捆绑来挡住我。
I do not dare to be bound by sin and also the flesh.
我只是一个心思愿意讨神的喜悦，满足他的心。
I have only one thought is that to please God and to gain his approval.
既然是这样，
because of that,
就引出一个很严肃的问题。
It brings out a very solemn issue.
就是一个侍奉神的人是不看眼见的环境。
That is one who serves God will not look on his external environment.
眼见的环境是顺利，并不叫他觉得这个路没有什么难处，很好走。
If the visible circumstances is successful, and to let him see that there is no hindrance in his path of following the Lord.
就是外边有许多的难处，也不叫他里面感觉这个路走不上。
And even though if there's a lot of difficulties around him, he will not feel that it's too hard for him to follow God in this
house.
And in Paul, we see that he does not base his service on his visible circumstances around him.
正因为这样,
because of that,
你就看见他底下跟提摩太说的话了。
You see the words that he spoke to Timothy following that.
保罗说他是用清洁的良心来服侍这一位神。
Paul said he's serving God with pure conscience.
他在祷告的时候就不住地想念
That in his prayers he continually remember about Timothy.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这个话我们念起来的时候也蛮轻松的。
As we recite this, it seems to be very relaxing to us.
我们也常常要求弟兄姊妹们或者自己对弟兄姊妹们说, 祷告的时候纪念我, 我祷告的时候也纪念你。
And we might have asked of our brothers and sisters around us to remember us or vice versa in prayer.
这好像成了我们的口头禅呢?
And it becomes a sort of slogan for us.
有没有实际呢?
So is there any reality to that?
当然有很多弟兄姊妹们有。
Of course, many brothers and sisters, they have the reality.
但是我们也不能不说,这个话实在成了许多基督徒的口头话。
But we cannot but say that this is just a slogan for a lot of Christians.
但是保罗在这里这样说,
But Paul said here,
就完全没有一点的虚假。
And there is nothing false or deceiving about that. But we can come upon a very abundant life here.
弟兄姊妹们,你记得保罗这个时候是在什么地方?
You brothers just remember where Paul was at that time.
保罗这个时候面对的是什么的环境?
What kind of environment was Paul facing at that time?
在监牢里,
he was in prison.
等候注决,
it's ready to be executed.
在这样的光景里头,
and at that time,
自怜都来不及了,
and he does not have any self-pity on himself, doesn't have the time for that.
哪里还有心情去纪念别人?
And how would he have the time even to remember about others?
弟兄姊妹, 我们看看我们自己的情绪上会不会是这样?
If we look at ourselves, do we have this kind of situation?
如果不是主的怜悯, 我们都很容易落到自怜里边去的。
If it's not by the mercy of the Lord, it's very easy for us to come to self-pity.
尤其是在保罗当时所处的环境。
Especially in the environment that Paul was in at that time.
我是忠心跟随主。
I am faithfully following after the Lord.
自从大马士路上到现在, 我没有一刻是离开主的。
Ever since the road to Damascus to now, I have not left the Lord.
但是为什么主让我遇到这样难以承担的环境?
So why is it that the Lord caused me to come into this very difficult environment?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们承认, 我们里面非常容易上神发一个问号, 为什么?
We admit that many times we have a question mark to God about why things happen to us.
正因为我们里面的为什么就非常容易把我们
It's because of the question why inside of us it's very easy for us to bring ourselves to self-pity. But Paul was at this place. He said that when he prayed, he continually remembered about Timothy. I have forget what environment I was facing at that time.
不晓得该怎么往前走。
But I actually worry about your path, how you would continue to walk on that path.
我很担心你在这种重压的底下, 你没有力气再往前。
I worry that under this suppression that you do not have the strength to go on.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我这样说, 是不是在想出来呢?
When I say this, is it something out of my imagination?
不是,
it's not that.
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意保罗在哪里说。
Brothers and sisters, if you notice what Paul said, without ceasing, I have remembered you. I have been mindful of your tears.
不是一滴两滴的眼泪,
it's not just one or two drops of tears.
那是许多的眼泪,
but many, many tears.
有一些读经的人说，哦，保罗纪念他跟提摩太分离的时候，在那个特罗亚分离的时候，在以弗所分离的时候，哎呀，他们那一份感情所激动所流的泪。
Some Bible scholars said this is the tears that the two of them shed when they departed from each other at Tyre of Ephesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果你信他们这样说，你就上当了。
And you will be fooled if you believe what they said.
你就没有读到提摩太书的信息里面去了。
Then you have not read into the message in Timothy.
不错，保罗在这里的确是说纪念提摩太所流的眼泪。
Of course, Paul's writing to be mindful, remember the tears of Timothy.
但提摩太流的是什么眼泪呢？
What kind of tears did Timothy shed?
就是在当时那样困难的环境的底下。
That in this very great difficulty at that time.
提摩太感觉他自己再没有力量往前走。
Timothy felt that he had not the strength to continue on.
道路好像看不见前面。
And he cannot see what's in ahead of him in the path.
个人属灵的和肉身的那个力量好像也没有办法能应付这个环境。
And his personal spiritual strength and his bodily strength seem to lack in his facing his path in front of him.
为着跟随主和继续在主的路上走而承受了很重的担子。
For the sake of following the Lord and to pursue Him and to follow Him in this path, He has brought upon Him a heavy burden.
叫提摩太有很多的挣扎。
That Timothy had a lot of struggles.
提摩太不甘心放下主。
But Timothy was not willing to lay aside the Lord.
但是却没有力量去承担那个环境所给他的重要。
But he has not the strength to bear the burden that the environment is giving to him.
提摩太这个时候不再是随坐在保罗身边的一个年轻人。
Now Timothy was no longer the young man which was following at the side of Paul.
他还是年轻。
He was still young.
但是却不是陪伴着保罗。
But he was not accompanying Paul.
有什么难处来是保罗先给他承担。
So whatever difficulties come, Paul would be there to bear it for him.
这个时候提摩太不是在这种光景里。
But he was no longer under this environment.
用人的话来讲。
And using the words of men.
提摩太是当时已经是独当一面的年轻的工人。
And Timothy at that time has to face everything by himself.
那时候他做了以弗所的长老没有，我们不知道。
We do not know if he's the elder of the Ephesus Church at that time, we do not know.
但是那他在以弗所教会是负起主要的带领的责任。
But he
就是跟随着保罗的，现在要自己独当一面，环境又是那么的不容易，他怎么往前去呢？
So all along he was following Paul, but now without Paul, he has to face everything by himself, and the environment is so difficult, how can he have the strength to go on?
撇下主，不甘心。
He was not willing to lay aside the Lord.
跟随主没力量。
He has no strength to follow the Lord anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，苦恼不苦恼？
And brothers, this is this very pitiful.
所以提摩太在神面前流了好多的眼泪。
Therefore, Timothy shed a lot of tears before the Lord.
他不是为着什么流眼泪。
And he was not shedding his tears for anything else.
他是为了自己好像跟不上主的心意而流泪。
But he was shedding tears because he knows that he has not the strength to follow the Lord.
在这样的一种心情的底下，人非常容易灰心。
Under this emotional feeling, it's very easy for man to become discouraged.
提摩太有没有灰心，我不知道。
Has Timothy gone discouraged? I do not know.
但是提摩太这里头被一个重担，这一点我相信读经的每一个弟兄姊妹们，你都能体会。
But all brothers who read the scripture will know that Timothy was bearing a very heavy burden at that time.
所以保罗一看到一想到提摩太的时候，
So when Paul thought about Timothy,
他就想到提摩太那个属灵的处境是那样的艰难。
He thought about the spiritual condition, how difficult that was for Timothy.
他就很盼望能快快的见提摩太。
And he was desiring to see Timothy soon.
好叫他看见提摩太仍然站立在主里边。 他就喜乐。
That he would be filled with joy if he sees Timothy still standing at the side of the Lord.
虽然保罗为他很担心。
Even though Paul was worried about him.
但是保罗对他也有点信靠，有点信任。
But Paul also has trust in him.
因为他知道提摩太的信心那个根基是非常的好。
Because he knows that the foundation of his faith was very good.
因为提摩太的信心是非常真实的。
Because the faith of Timothy was very real.
他从他外祖母跟他的母亲那里受了很大的属灵的影响。
And he was affected greatly by the spiritual leading of his grandmother and also his mother.
所以他自己从小就是一个拣选神的人。
So when he was young, he was one who chose the Lord.
这一点保罗是很清楚。
Now on this point, Paul was very clear.
在这里我插出去说一些题外的话。
And I'd like to go a little bit tangent to talk about something.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们盼望我们的下一代能在主的面前很好的跟随主。
If we want the next generation to be able to follow the Lord in a good manner,
我们必须先注意我们给他们留下一个什么的榜样。
And we must take notice what kind of example are we leaving to them.
下一代他也许不用口来说什么的辩论。
The next generation, maybe they do not need to useThe mouth to speak any debates.
但是他们会用眼睛来看长辈们他们如何生活。
But they will use their eyes to see how the elders amongst them are living.
And then 他们也能从长辈们那里看到神是真实的还是只不过是长辈们口头上讲的。
And they will see from these older brothers, is God true and real?And they will look at the words of these elders amongst them.
如果做父母的在这一点上没有好好的来要求自己。
And if those are parents have not asked of themselves in this way,
你也不必存太大的盼望，你的儿女会在神的面前走得很正直。
So do not have the hope that your children will walk in a righteous way before God.
那依着保罗相信提摩太在信心的里边不会走迷。
Because Paul believed that in the faith that Timothy had, he would not go astray.
所以他就特意在这里提醒提摩太一件事。
So especially here he made a reminder to Timothy about one thing.
你必须要把神给你的那一份恩赐重新眺望起来。
And you must stir up the gifts that God has given to you once again.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗纪念提摩太的眼泪的那一个事实。
And this is the fact how Paul was remembering the tears of Timothy.
提摩太现在好像接近灰心的边缘。
Timothy was nearing the edge of discouragement.
或者已经走到那个惧怕的边缘。
Or he has gone to the point of the edge of fear.
所以保罗在这里才从感情上面说了上面那许多的话。
And so from emotional standpoint, Paul has written all these to him.
现在保罗进入正题了。
Now Paul is entering into the real content. He said for this,
为就是因着这个原因。
Wherefore by this, by this reason, I'm reminding you.
神给你的恩赐，你不能让它熄灭。
The gift of God, do not let it go out.
你必须将它重新眺望起来。
You must stir up the gift of God once again.
因为这个是神给你的。
Because this is what God has given to you.
你不能让它消熄灭。
And you do not let it go out.
因为神既然给你。
If God has given this to you.
里面就包括一些事实在里头。
And there are some facts that are included in there.
神选召你。
God has called you, chosen you.
神差遣你。
God has sent you.
神扶持你。
God will sustain you.
那这几件事情。
Now these few things.
是很明确的。
Very clear.
为什么神把这个恩赐给你？
Why did God give you the gift?
为什么神不把这个恩赐给别人？
Why didn't he give this gift
to others? 单单给你呢？
But only to you.
因为你是被造的。
Because you are called.
因为你是神差遣的。
Because God has sent you.
因为神要负你的责任的。
God will bear your responsibility.
这是非常明白的事情。
Now these are all very plain.
Understood? 所以保罗就说，你要纪念神给你的恩赐，你不能让它熄灭。
So God says, I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God.
你必须要让它从灵里面在心再旺起来。
And you must rekindle it in the spirit.
保罗说这话的时候，有一点很容易给人误会。
When Paul wrote these words, it's very easy for men to misunderstand.
你要纪念神借着我给你按手所分给你的恩赐。
And you must remember when I lay my hands on you and the gift that God has given to you.
好像提摩太得的那个恩赐是因着保罗按手。
Appears that.Timothy gained this gift is by the putting on of hands.
如果保罗不按手，提摩太就没有这个恩赐。
If Paul did not put his hands on him, then Timothy would not have this gift.
所以人要接受恩赐，就必须先接受一些前面的弟兄们的按手。
So if one wants to receive a gift from God, then one must receive the putting on of hands by a brother who has come before.
在基督教里头就有这个误解。
In Christianity, there is this kind of misconception.
就有人以为按手是很严肃的事。
That people would think that the putting on of hands are very, very solemn.
我们也承认按手的确是很严肃的事。
But we do admit that putting on of hands is a very serious matter.
但是按手却从来不能给人得着恩赐。
But putting on of hands would never give the gift to the individual that the hand is put on.But didn't it say here?
神记着我按手给你所得的恩赐吗？
It's by the putting out of my hands the gift that God has given to you.
那这个问题非常容易解决。
So this is very easy to resolve here.
弟兄姊妹，你把借我按手这几个字拿掉。
If you take away by the putting out of my hands here,
你看看提摩太有没有得着恩赐。
Would you see if Timothy has gained the gift?
你看看究竟是谁把恩赐给提摩太呢？
If you look at who is giving this gift to him,
是神给。
It's given to him by God.
那既然是神给的，为什么要借着保罗去按手呢？
So since it's God is giving this gift, why does he let Paul put his hands on him?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们必须留意到在教会里头一些准确的属灵的做法。
But sisters, we must notice some of the accurate way that is handled in the church.
在教会里面，属灵的事情总是先有实际，然后才有公开的印证。
In spiritual things, first there must be a reality, and then there's a confirmation.
如果没有实际，
If there is no reality,
有任何的安排，特别是在服事上的名分上的安排，那是都是不真实的。
Whatever arrangements in the title or in the service, those things are not truthful or practical.
昨天一个弟兄来给我一个电话。
Yesterday, a brother gave me a phone call.
他问我一件事情。
He asked me one thing.
他说你们那边聚会有几个长老。
He asked me how many elders do you have where you fellowship.
我就告诉他我们有几个。
I told him how many we have.
他说你们那个长老的设立那个程序是怎么样。
He said that how are the elders established in the church and how they function in the church.
我就问他说你问我这干什么呢？
So I asked him back, why do you want to ask me all this?
是很熟的一个弟兄。
Because this brother is one who I'm familiar with.
他说我们这里要设立长老。
He said that we want to ordain or to establish
an elder. 我想看看你们怎么个做法。
Here. So I want to see how you do it, how you handle it there.
我主要要知道的就是你们 设立长老以前对那些要做长老的人有没有给他一个考试。
I want to primarily ask you that before you establish this elder, do you give them any test?
我说我们没有。
I say we don't.
我们是因为一些弟兄们他们已经有了长老服事的实际。
I say that is, if these brothers, they have the reality of the service.
教会就接受他们的服事。
The church receives their service,
按手给他们做一个印证,
and lay the hands on them to be the confirmation for them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意,
but sisters, you must notice,
按手的功用,
the function of the laying on of hands.
我们读利未记的时候，我们曾经很多次的提到这一方面。
When we read the book of Leviticus, we mentioned this many times.
按手有几个功用。
And there are several functions to the laying on of hands.
一个是表明联合。
And one of them is to represent the union.
一个是表明祝福。
Another is to represent the blessing.
一个是表明进入交通。
And another is to enter into the fellowship.
那这个进入交通就里面包括好几个小的内容。
Entering the fellowship within that has many different context to that.
一个就是按手。
One of them is the putting on of hands.
一个就是扶持。
And the other is to have sustenance.
所谓差遣了。
Or to send.
接着按手告诉受差遣的人说。
So by laying of hands to send someone.
现在你要出去服侍。
To say to them, you now you want to go out to serve,
但是你知道,
but you know,
不是你一个人出去,
it's not you who go alone.
全教会都在背后扶持着你,
the whole church will be supporting you behind you.
在祷告, 在各方面扶持着你,
in prayer and in other ways to support you.
弟兄姊妹, 我们按手是有这许许多多的这个作用,
and so we see the laying and putting on of hands has all these different functions to it.
所以保提摩太接受恩赐不是因着保罗的按手，保罗的按手只是在那里印证提摩太，神给了你这样的恩赐。
So Timothy receiving the gift of God is not by Paul's putting on his hands on him, but Paul, but Timothy received the confirmation by Paul putting on his hands.
神既然把恩赐赐给你，神就一定负你的责任。
Since God has given you this gift, He will bear your responsibility.
所以你的眼睛就不能看环境。
And so your eyes should not look solely on the circumstance.
也不应该看环境。
And it shouldn't look at the external things.
就是你能看也不看，就不去看。
Even though you can see, but you should not pay attention to them.
你要把你的眼睛固定在神的身上。
Set your eyes on God Himself.
那所以就引出底下一个很明确的劝勉，这个是提摩太前书第一章里头第一个重点。
后书
的第一个重点。
And so what brought,
第一章里头的第一个重点。
So what brought forth here is following is the first important point in the first chapter of 2 Timothy.
那我们留意了第七节。
If we look at verse 7.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
乃是刚常仁爱谨守的心。
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
弟兄姊妹们，这几句话是不是把上面保罗说那么许许多多的话的原因点了出来呢？
So this verse, Paul pointed out the reason in which he has spoken all the verses which come before that.
提摩太，你流泪。
That Timothy, you have shed your tears.
提摩太，你里面有点惊慌。
Timothy, there are some anxiety or fear in you.
提摩太，你现在的处境是非常的不容易。
The circumstance around you, Timothy, is very difficult.
但是你必须记住。
But do you remember that?
我们所侍奉的神是一位生命做生命源头的神。
The God whom we serve is the source of life.
我们是照着生命的应许就服侍他的。
By the promise of life, we serve him.
我们是根据我们里面的与神的那个没有间断 断的交通的时际来服侍他的。
And we serve him by the unhindered communion that we have with God.
我们是按照神所给我们的那一份恩赐来服侍他的。
And by the gift of God that he has given to us, we serve him with that.
所以我们在神面前一切服侍的关系都是与神直接连起来的。
Therefore, all the service relationship that we have towards God is by our direct communion with him. Because it's that natural,
你就必须要看到
then you must see,
神给我们的不是胆怯的心。
That what God has given over to us is not a spirit of timidity, of fear.
你流泪可以的。
You can shed your tears.
但是你不能忧愁。
But you should not be frowning. Sad.
你哭是可以的。
You can shed tears or cry.
但是你不能伤心。
But you should not be sad.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
Because God has not given to us a spirit of fear.
不是叫我们碰到这个事情就束手束脚的心。
So when we come upon this circumstance that we want to hide ourselves,
严格说起来，这个不是心的问题，是灵的问题。
This is an issue of the spirit.
神给我们这个灵不是一个胆怯的灵。
The spirit that God has given to us is spirit of, is not the spirit of fear.
这一个神给我们的灵是愿意接受十字架的灵。
The spirit that God has given to us is a spirit is willing to bear the cross.
这样的光景在我们的主的身上已经显明过来的。
And this is the condition that is manifested in our Lord.
神现在又是把这样的一个灵赏赐给我们，这样的一个心思赏赐给我们。
And now God has granted to us this kind of heart that the Lord has.
所以你可以哭，但是你不能自怜。
Therefore, you can cry, but do not be self-pity.
你可以流泪，但是你不能伤心。
You can shed tears, but you should not be sad.
因为神给我们的灵是一个刚强仁爱谨守的。
Because the spirit that God has given to us is one of power of love and of sound mind.
所以你可以难过。
Therefore you could be sad.
但是你不能离开地位。
But you should not leave the position that you have.
你可以在那里感觉你承担不起。
You can feel that you cannot bear this.
但是你却不能离开神要你站的那一个位置。
But you cannot leave the position that God wants you to stand on.
为什么呢？
So why is that?
因为神已经把你站立的力量给了你了。
Because God has already given to you the power to stand firm.
现在的问题是你的眼睛是看环境，没有看神。
The issue is that your eyes are set on the environment but not on God.
如果你把你眼睛从环境里头转过来停留在神的身上。
If you shift your eyes from the environment to set on God,
你的眼泪就会干了。
Then your tears will be dry.
你的自怜就会停止了。
Then your self-pity will end.
你里面那个灰心的情绪就会过去了。
And then the discouragement and despair will be taken away.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为当他选召我们的时候
Because when he has called us
他已经把我们所该要有的赏赐了给我们。
He has already given to us those things that we should possess.
我们若是看作神和他所做的，我们里面就不会灰暗。
If we look at God and what he has done, then we will not have darkness.
如果我们不看我们的神和他所要做的，
If we do not look at God and what he needs to do,
我们只是看着我们所看见的环境和眼见的事物，
We just look at the environment and those visible external things around us.
我们实在没有办法不承认我们是没有力量在往前行。
We cannot confess that we have not the strength to go ahead.
我们是赶不上去了。
And we cannot catch up.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的话语一解开。
As the word of God opens up to us.
我们立刻看见我们不可能 接受这样的一种情绪。
Immediately we see that we cannot receive this kind of feeling for us.
这一种情绪在我们身上发生，应该是没有根据的。
If these feelings occur in us, there are no basis for it.
但是事实上确实在我们身上发生，这怎么说呢？
But if this kind of condition happens to us, then what should we do?
问题就在我们的眼睛停留在哪里。
The issue is where we set our eyes on.
停留在主的身上呢，还是停留在我眼见的事物里呢？
Do we set our eyes on the Lord himself or those visible circumstances around us?
啊，感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗提到这件事情的时候就点题了。
And when Paul wrote about this, then he has talked on the main point. The main point.
那就是第九节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。对不起，是第是第六节。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这位置被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
It's verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
圣
灵用保罗说了上面那么许许多多的话。
The Holy Spirit has used Paul to speak so many words before.
第八节就点题了。
So, verse 8 point out the main theme.
提摩太，你不能退后。
Timothy, you cannot retreat.
提摩太，你必须站住。
That Timothy, you must stand firm.
提摩太，你的眼睛不要再看环境。
Your eyes, Timothy, cannot look at the environment anymore.
把你的眼睛转到神那里去。
Turn your eyes to God.
你看见神在你身上所托付的是什么？
You see what God has entrusted to you.
你要做福音的见证。
You need to make the testimony of the gospel.
你要显明神在人中间所做的事。
You need to reveal the works of God amongst men.
所以你不要因着环境所扎的压力，你觉得跟随主好像不再是时候。
And so do not let the pressure and the environment has given over to you thatYou fall back on following after the Lord.
我愿意跟随主，但是过一些时候，等这个浪潮过了以后，我再跟吧。
But I still decide to follow the Lord. But after all these waves and billows have passed, then I can continue to follow after Him.
因为历代历史以来，许多人跟随主是这样跟随的。
But this is over history. There are many ones who follow after the Lord in that kind of a heart.
但是主的灵在这里说。
But the Spirit of the Lord.
你要跟随主，不要等到什么以后的什么时候。
If you want to follow the Lord, do not wait till some other time in the future.
你要跟随主就是现在。
If you want to follow after Him, the time is now.
不要以为我们的主做见证为耻。
Do not feel that the testimony of the Lord will just stop here.
为主做见证永远是荣耀的事，不是没有可耻的成分。
To be testimony of the Lord is always glorious. That's never a point that you could see.
人怎么看是人的事。
How other people view you are their business.
我们要注意的是神怎么看我。
What we need to pay attention to is how God looked at us.
我们的主说，你在人面前不认我的，我将来在父面前也不认。
Our Lord said, if you do not confess me before others, then I will not confess you before my Father.
主的话说得很清楚。
The word of the Lord was very clear.
我们实在需要主更大的怜悯。
We need the great mercy of the Lord.
提摩太当时所面对的环境。
The environment that Timothy was facing at that time.
是许多许多的年日里边神的儿女常常会碰到。
It's the children of God, how they would face these similar circumstances many times.
那碰到难当的环境，我们要主还是不要主呢？
When we face these afflictions in our living, do we want the Lord or do we not want the Lord?
人都愿意走安逸的路。
People want to walk a way of peace or smooth.
跟随主而有难处，那对不起了，我还是不要跟随。
If we follow the Lord and have a difficulty, then I do not want to follow after Him.
但是主给我们看到，跟随主是一定有难处。
But we should see that if we follow after the Lord, definitely there will be difficulties.
但是不要因为有难处而不跟随主。
But do not turn back from following the Lord because there are difficulties.
因为难处只不过是神在那里造就我们的一个方法。
Because difficulties is just a method in which God can edify us.
因为神在我们身上的选召不是在我们信主的那一刻开始。
Because God's choosing and calling us is not at the point that God has saved us.
而是在过去的永远里面开始。
But it's from eternity past that God has chosen.
下面的话继续再说的。
And this is explained in the words to follow. Afterwards,
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们的神既然是在过去的永远里面做了拣选我们的定规。
Because God has predetermined to have chosen us in the eternity past.
那所以我们今天跟随主不是因为我要不要跟随主。
So today, when we talk about following after the Lord, it's not whether we want to follow after Him or not.
而是主要我们去跟随他。
But rather the Lord want us to follow after Him.
所以在跟随主的路上，主允许我们流泪。
So if the Lord allow us to shed tears on the path to follow after Him.
但是主不允许我们伤心。
But the Lord does not want us to be sad.
主甚至是允许我们痛苦。
And God also allow pain to come to us.
但却不允许我们自怜。
But He will not allow us to be self-pitiful.
而退后。
And to retreat.
主允许我们难过。
God, the Lord has allowed us to be sad.
但是主不允许我们灰心。
But He does not allow us to be discouraged.
更不允许我们离开地位。
And He will not allow us to leave our position.
主的心意既然是这样。
Even if that is the heart that the Lord has,
我们就仰望主做我们的力量，来维持站立在神的面前。
We look to the Lord for His strength upon us, and that we could set our eyes on Him to follow after Him.
这是提摩太后书第一章开头的那些话所带给我们的一些劝勉。
And these are some of the exhortations in the beginning of the chapter 1 of 2 Timothy.
我们下礼拜再继续看。
Next week we can continue on.
但愿主先给我们看准，他赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵。
May the Lord first let us notice that the Spirit has given over to us is not a spirit of fear.
那是刚强仁爱谨守的心，因此不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
But of a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, therefore be you not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
虽然我们现在好像没有这种环境，叫我们要不要跟随主。
Even though we haven't come to the point when we have to choose whether we want to follow the Lord or not.
但是弟兄姊妹必须记住。
But brothers and sisters should remember.
硬的环境是没有。
There are no hard circumstances at that time.
但是软的环境还是不住的在我们的周围转动。
But these soft circumstances are still around us.
因此我们仍然需要主给我们里面看到。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to let us see from within.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us and gracious to us.